Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome. Hello and good morning. Thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim. Sean, what's up?
Nothing. I just got a grin on my face.
Okay, why?
Ready to start the day.
I know. Okay, and what?
And I don't know. I'm trying not to fall in love and be in love.
Oh, so. My God. He's got that look all over him. Okay, so it's that lady. How many dates now? We're just going to walk right into that show.
I think
show,
we're on date number three.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. So, you know, we had one of those appropriate things that we said, so we'll have to talk a little bit about that.
Definitely.
Anyways, if you are just joining us right now, I'm so glad that you are here. We are the brighter side of the 805, and we've got a really great show for you. I'm so glad that you are an early bird waking up with us. I do want to remind you of our show from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. Don't miss that. We've got completely different guests, and I do want to welcome Tom Spence.
Hello there. How's everybody?
Good, good. All right. And Sean Stern.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. And we're going to find out a little bit about his romance, but we'll wait on that one. I do want to remind anybody that if there's anything out there and you want to spread the word about it, I'm all over it. I'd love to help you. And also, we actually did have one of our listeners, Janet Barnes, out there in Ventura. And the Ventura Baptist Church is having a Christmas boutique. And so it's been going on for 2 days. Today's the last day, and you want to get there. It's 10 to 5 today. And it's all these 30 different vendors. They've got crafts that will be selling there and stuff. So it's that time of year when everything's out there. So, again, it's over off of 5415 Roston Street. And so get over there. Go buy some gifts there and stuff. Again, 10 to 5. And that is over at the Ventura Baptist Church. All right, starting our show today, I'm really excited. Our first guest is Peter Fairfield. And he's an acupuncture healer, medical intuitive. And he'll be talking to us about transforming our moods from behavior behavior pain. So I'm really excited. I've had him on my show before. He is like a world of info, and I am really excited to talk with him again. Also in the studio right now, I have Carol Girk on at Girk, and she is a consultant for Pampered Chef, and kind of like that time I started thinking about all my pots and pans and all my great things that I got from Pampered Chef. So I thought it'd be a perfect time. Plus, we've kind of got a little thing going on. But welcome, Carol, for being here.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do is a lot of people have different parties, Pampered Chef parties. And we thought that we would do one on air with all my listeners. And we also have something that we're going to do, kind of a good deed. There's the Philippines right now. And we thought, you know, we're going to do something that we can help personally right here on the Kim Pagano Show. So what are we doing for that? It's going to be a party on air with Pampered Chef and Carol and Kim, right?
Correct, right. And we'll set it up on my website. And people can go to the website and purchase products, and a percentage of the show's money will go towards the Philippines.
Perfect. Well, and I hope that, you know, that's something. There's such great things. There's holiday recipes, and there's just a lot of stuff going on. Also, we will be having Jonathan Boring coming on, and, you know, it's kind of funny. He's got the boring wine, so he's the boring wine guy. It's pretty cool. It's all about, you know, who cares how much it costs? It's just have a good time and drink wine, you know? So anyways, we'll be talking a little bit about that. Also, stay with us if you are just joining us right now. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. We got lots of stuff to give away, and I would love you to be a part of that. Again, if you are on Facebook us and like us at thecampaganoshow.com. That's the Kim Pagano Show. Like us and share us, and you'll be entered in to win some of these great prizes. So anyways, let's get started. And again, thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here
at the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805.
There you go. All right. Let's welcome our first guest, Peter Fairfield. Peter, are you there?
Kim, hi. Hey, I like that world of info. I'm going to add that to my card.
There you go. There you go. I love it. So how are you? It's been a while.
Well, I'm good. We're getting our first rain up here in Northern California. We're up in Marin County, and so all the flowers and plants are happy, and things are good.
Very good. Very good. And so tell me, what are you doing now? I mean, I know you've got, like I said, a world of info up there. And so tell us a little bit for any of my listeners that didn't hear you on my last show, which was my morning show on 1400 KKZZ, right? Yeah.
Yes,
like, okay,
correct.
I've been around a couple times here. But anyways, you were on that show, I believe. But tell me where you're at and what you're doing.
Well, we have a clinic up in Marin County in Mill Valley called the Center for Health and Happiness. And although we treat a lot of things, my particular specialty is mood and behavior. So people that are anxious or depressed or really don't know what they're doing in their life or feel stuck or, you know, they just lost their focus, they're not learning well, it's hard to do it. Or I work with a lot of musicians and creative people, writers and so forth, that just aren't really producing. So that whole area is kind of my specialty, and I think we'll talk about that more today.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
I have a book out called Deep Happy.
Yes.
Which is about finding the place inside you that's already happy, and we all have that. And then from that place, we can communicate to the universe. And I'm just preparing a whole new series of workshops for the lay public, kind of an advanced version of Deep Happy. And then for healthcare professionals, I'm doing a whole national tour on alternative viewpoints of psychiatry, you know, using alternative methods to get people off the psychiatric meds, and almost everybody can do that.
Yeah, because, it is really interesting, when people go to the doctors now, even if they have, you know, maybe it's not even pain, and they're like, okay, we can take care of that, right? And they give you pain pair. Oh, and are you depressed at the same time, right? Because we can give you something that. It's like, God, you could take a pill for everything, and where do you stop and really, like you said, find that deep happy inside your own body and inside your own mind? And I don't want our children to be growing up thinking that they should be depending on all these different pills to get through life.
Peter, I was going to ask you a question, actually. The people that come into your clinic, do you find that there is a common, like something common in causing their anxiety or their inability to find
happiness? Yeah.
Well, you know, if we think about, and I want to get back to the kids in just a minute because that's important, but I'll address this right now. Anxiety is really a digestive issue, and it's not in your head, although the head mirrors it. There are brain chemistry and so forth that mirrors it. But anxiety is actually a digestive problem, primarily in the upper abdomen. But when you think about it, we are designed to sense if things are good for us.
Mm.
If you're just sitting in a restaurant and you go down a menu, you know, you think of different things, and some of them you'll think, oh, that tastes good. But what we're really saying is that will feel good to our body. Now, if we're really stressed and anxious and disconnected, we might choose food that actually makes us numb. But if we're more connected to ourselves, then we actually choose food that our body needs for that moment in time and space and what we perceive to be our needs. And so when we're disconnected through being overwhelmed or being in a bad situation or just being impacted with emotions and stress and trauma and so forth, as a lot of us are in this modern world, we're disconnected from our sense of what we need. And so the bigger that disconnection is, the bigger our anxiety is, because that anxiety is feeling the gap between where we are and where we perceive ourselves to be. So even just simple, something simple, like taking a hot water bottle as opposed to an electric heating pad, which is different, and putting it on your upper abdomen, just below the breastbone there in that first soft place as you're heading down, and just feeling the heat there and breathing into it, all of a sudden you feel your anxiety change. I mean, it's in real time.
What is interesting to me, I have to say, Peter, is that it's a digestive problem. I never heard of that. So, So, I mean, it really kind of makes sense. In reality, is what you are what you eat.
We are what we eat, and we're also not what we are in our state of disconnection.
Wow.
I want to reiterate what I said. When we get, you know, many of us do binge eating. Like if we're tired or hungry, we want to eat sweets or extra fats. Or if we're depressed, maybe we'll eat alcohol. We want alcohol or drugs, or we want to buy stuff or be with the wrong person. Those are all coping mechanisms because we're not connected to ourselves. As soon as we connect to ourselves and we actually face the truth of our situation, all of a sudden we start to feel better, even if that situation doesn't change because we are now in real time. But most of us grew up in families that we, you know, don't do that, or we don't learn that the truth is safe. A lot of us learn that the truth is not safe because we're young and we don't know how to cope.
Wow.
So when we're disconnected, then we crave weird stuff. And if we're craving weird stuff, then we can know about ourselves that we're disconnected from ourselves.
So let me just remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about the brighter side of the 805 right now, which we reach all over. I mean, that's kind of our goal. We want to just reach all over to the rest of the world. And we're talking right now with Peter Fairfield. And I know that you say transformation mood behavior is kind of your specialty, right? And so What are some of the first things that we should be doing? I mean, one, so many people moving into the holidays, we've got the holidays right around the corner. That right there puts, I know my husband, he's like, the holidays, you know, it's just like it's like I'm working, he's too busy. And so he doesn't like that part. And I know a lot of people feel that way.
Well, we're all overwhelmed and overspent and everything else. You know, I think the first thing to remember as ground level rule one is don't buy love at Christmas. You know, we all think if we spend more and get more, our kids are going to love us or people are going to like us more.
Don't buy love. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think that should be the Christmas.
Wow, I like that. Don't buy love. You know what? It's interesting because it should just be about being. Being with family, being happy, being wherever you want to be. Like if you're at, you know, you love the beach, you love being with people that you care about. That's what it's all about, just being.
You know, in my book, I talk, in the book Deep Happy, I talk about that there's two basic kinds of happiness. There's a short-term happiness, like you get a new car, or, I don't know, you have sex for the first time in a long time with your spouse, or, you know, whatever. You
right.
know, somehow a need gets met, and all of a sudden, so we're happy. But then when the car gets a scratch or we don't get to be with our mate or, you know, whatever made us happy, those things change. It's a transient happiness. There's nothing wrong with that. We want to be happy however we can. But that's a transient happiness, and we can't put our attention there. But there is an intrinsic happiness of life.
So,
and you talked about the positive side and the bright side of the Kim Pagano Show, but... And that's it. It's inside everybody. I don't care how bad your day seems or how difficult your life is at the moment. There is a place right inside you that's already happy.
Right.
And it's deeper than your personality. And so that's the important thing.
I love it. It's kind of like the inside job.
That's
it's
right.
An inside job. And and that's what it is. It's like, you know, I was talking to somebody and they said, it's better to, instead of to listen to yourself, to talk to yourself. You know, I mean, you need to talk to yourself. You need to tell yourself to be happy.
Can I add something on that?
Please do.
I always think moods in many ways, and Peter, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe moods are a lot like muscles.
You
exercise your happiness muscle by, you know, thinking happy thoughts, making yourself happy, even when you're kind of not inclined to do so. Likewise, I think we also make ourselves depressed because we exercise that muscle a lot.
And you know that story over and
exactly.
over and over. And if you don't change it, it just keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Well, I want to add something to that.
Please.
I mean, you know, for a long time, many decades, we've had this idea of positive thinking. And obviously, sometimes you just have to, like, slap yourself a little bit and get, wait a minute, my mind is going in circles. But happiness and feelings in general and our emotions are body senses. They're not head senses. And if you're thinking the same thought all the time, it's never the truth.
Mm.
Because it goes round and round because it keeps us from a deeper truth. So as soon as you go into your body, go for a walk or take a hot bath or take a hot shower, breathe in your tummy, whatever it is, then you're going to feel something real. Now it's great to get if you're in sort of a repetitive mind thing where you're thinking, oh, this is bad, that's bad. But if you're actually feeling something in your body, that's real. And so one of the problems with positive thinking, although it is important to keep in mind, is that it can negate these deeper feelings. And as soon as we actually let ourselves feel them in the body, they move. And that's what we want. We don't want to be holding things in the body because that's really where our mood is and our behavior comes from,
wow,
is in the body, not so much the brain.
You know, it's interesting. This was an interesting week for me, I have to tell you, and I'm sure everybody has these kind of weeks, but, you know, it was like our water heater went out and, you know, I had a little surgery done, so I wasn't really supposed to take a shower. So I'm like, okay, so I'll wash instead of, you know, it's all about how you receive things. Then I'm looking at Filipinos have no water, but I have cold water. Okay, then my oven goes out and it's going to be Thanksgiving. And I'm like, all right, so we'll try to get somebody here to, you know, to fix it. It's just, it's like all of those kind of things, you know, and you just, I mean, I'm telling you, it was like, you know how you find like a little like cloud that's following you around or whatever, but it's all about, okay, I'm here. How do I change that direction? You know?
Oh, recognizing your relative position and kind of going, okay, yeah, I don't have it as rough as other people.
Can I control it? Can I not control it? You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's been crazy. You know, I was even with a lady at Danyon. I went and saw Danyon, right? And one of our friends that were there ended up having this full attack, and we had to call 911 and everything. And so, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, how do I deal with this? So it's all about just really turning your day around and your thoughts around and being able to really get through it. So, all right. So again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are up and awake. And, you know, it's like the early bird gets the worm. And our show is all about starting your life in a positive way, your day in a positive way, right?
The brighter side of the 805.
That's right. It is. You have to be the light that shines inside you, and you have to be the brighter side. You want to be around people that help you to be better, that don't, you know, there's like those people that suck you dry. What are they called? Human vampires, right? You don't want to be around human vampires. You want to be really around positive people that that help you. And so that's what it's all about, right, Peter? We're talking with Peter Fairfield, and we're talking about transformation mood behavior, correct?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that people are really, yes, that's correct. One of the things that many of us get caught up these days is fear. Do I have enough money? Is my relationship going to work? Is my job happening? Will I even find a job? Or if we have everything, will I lose it? What's happening in the world and all the earth changes and everything? And a couple of weeks ago, I caught myself in a place of fear. Some things were going on, and I wasn't sure what was going on, and I was tired, and I just caught myself in fear, and I said, and I noticed it. And so I switched to curiosity. And my curiosity was, how is the universe going to get me through this one? And immediately, all of my fear, my doubt, everything just changed to one of openness and curiosity and interest. It was the same situation. And as soon as that happened, I felt all the little connections just change and click in, and all of a sudden it was a really different world, even though it was the same world. It's just I had changed the channel that I was seeing it through.
Wow.
And so changing from fear to curiosity, you know, it worked, and I've had a couple other people do it recently, and so I suggest people try that. It's much more fun to be curious about how the universe is going to get you through something than it is to sit and be afraid of what could happen.
Wow. So leave us with one really great tip that we can have deep happiness.
Okay. If you look in the mirror,
okay,
there's a part of you that it looks the same. Did you ever look in the mirror and you... there's a part of you is the same you that was when you were 5 and 10 and 20 and, you know, however far that goes.
Mm.
That's the real you, the you that doesn't change inside your personality and your being. And that's the you that it's very easy to find the deep happy from.
Oh, God, I love that. I love that because, Sean, you still look like when I first met you. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what? No, it is. If you can look through those eyes, your eyes really are what tells you, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I love it. Peter, I love having you on. I want to have you back again. Where do we find your book?
I love it. You can find my book at all the big places. It's on Amazon. It's on Kindle and so forth. And also, I want to say that even though I'm up in Northern California, about half my practice is with people on the phone. I've developed a whole system of working with people emotionally and spiritually and transformationally, helping them find life direction and helping them find happiness on the phone. And if you can Google me, Peter Fairfield, or a great way to get a hold of me is my phone, which is 415-377-0862, and we're the Center for Health and Happiness in Mill Valley, California.
You got it. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we've got, we've got Spence in here, we've got Sean in here, we've got John in here. He just rolled in, the boring wine guy. We're going to talk a little bit about that. You're not boring, though, are you?
Try not to be.
I know. We got Carol Gerken here, and we're going to talk about Pampered Chef. And I do want to do a little shout-out. I got the cutest carnation pup. It's like a flower that looks like a pup. Remember we got it?
Oh, yeah.
And so Flower Power Studio. And, again, you know, if you want any of your stuff for Thanksgiving, you can call them, Flower Power Studio, and their phone number is 818-288-0048. And got some really cute things there to give out. Again, I would like to get your name on some VIP tickets for It's Magic, and it returns to Thousand Oaks with award-winning magicians on November 30th. And so all I want you to do is go on my website, on my Facebook, Kim Pagano Show, The Kim Pagano Show, like us, and write on there your name and magic, and you'll be entered, and share my show with all your friends, and we will get in touch with you. With that, we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much. Again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We got Spence, and we got Sean, and we got John, and we got Carol Gerke here. And Carol Gerke is a pampered chef, and she's a consultant, and she's going to talk a little bit about, you know, cooking. And, you know, the one thing I love about having a pampered chef party, in fact, Carol, where's our food? Hello? You're supposed to, I mean, I know you brought some, like, really great recipes, but I know that they actually, like,
I got to ask, though, because I'm ignorant. What is the pampered chef?
Maybe
we can start with that.
There you go.
Pampered chef is the tools to help you prepare your meals that you have. So, That's what I did forget to bring some nibbles. I'm sorry about that.
I know, it's okay. So tell us about Pampered Chef, because some of the guys here, like Sean, doesn't really know what
I love cooking, but is it like a Williams Sonoma?
Kind of, yeah, but it's a home. It's a home show, right?
Right, yeah. So okay. Doris Christopher started Pampered Chef 33 years ago in her home, a way to help mothers create meals easy, using tools to make it easier to cook, to bring the family back to the table again. And we still, 33 years later, it's a good thing to bring family and friends to the table using our tools. So our tools are great. They've stand the test of time. So.
I'd just like to make a comment on that. Growing up, and I don't know if anyone here has noticed this or any of our listeners, but being one of the families that always had dinner together, I noticed, and just a commonality among the families that the parents like insisted on, kind of like, you know, having a family moment, and they chose dinner to make that. The kids growing up generally tended not to get in as much trouble. And they
so true, because it is a time that they actually check in with each other. Yeah. And you know, having four kids, that was something that we're a crazy family. We're all in our own directions and stuff.
But it was a time to come together.
Yeah,
almost.
Right. I mean,
and you could put eyes on them, as my mom likes to say. Like, I needed to put eyeballs on you.
I love your mom. Exactly. And you know what? I would be like, so how was your day? And we would actually, as they got a little older, you know, we'd be like highs and lows. Okay. What was your highs? What were your lows? And what are your goals? And, you know, and as we're reaching, you know, Thanksgiving, that's something that, you know, if you're having a big Thanksgiving dinner, we have about 40 plus people coming over. And you know, it's about what are your highs, what are your lows, and what are your goals, you know, and how can you be a better person? And how can you lift yourself up?
And I realize not all families have the schedules. A lot of both parents are working sometimes. Kids have after school activities. But even how a lot of couples have date night. There should be, even if you can't do it every night, maybe just family night. If you can't do every night, you know.
You know, great point, Sean. And you know what? Here's another thing which a lot of families, and I didn't get this until kind of my kids were a little bit older, I guess, but about family meetings. It's really good idea to have family meetings. Everybody sits down and, you know, sometimes, yeah, as a parent, we're off track just as well as the kids are off track, right? And it's like, you know, Mom, you're not spending a lot of time with me, or Dad, you're not spending. And so everybody gets to tell their feelings, and then they you know, it's like, oh, I didn't know you were feeling like that. So this is, you know, it just leads to a lot of great things. Plus, I love their scissors. Okay, that is like my. I know that sounds
you mean
so
like
crazy.
Poultry shears.
Oh,
type thing?
My God, they're poultry.
They're really sharp. Our tools
are
very sharp.
They can cut right through a chicken. They can cut right through my get all my roses, all my gardening. I mean, I take them in out.
I just found out that there's a freezer knife, a special knife. I guess it has a certain serrade to cut through frozen foods or frozen things.
Do you guys have that?
Well, we have lots of knives, different types of knives.
I've never heard before yesterday.
Our knives are very sharp, and
I hope so.
It's an important thing to have, because if you don't have a sharp knife, you can cut yourself. But you want your knife to be able to cut through your meats and through your tomatoes.
Not mush your tomatoes,
right? But yeah, because if it's not sharp, it's not going to go through. So that's a big thing to have.
Yeah, and you know what? Their ice cream scoopers are really good, too. You put them in hot water, and then they just,
easy breezy.
So you guys have a lot more items than just food, it looks like.
Yeah, we have things to go. We have sauces and chocolate sauces for going over the food, but the majority of what we have is our products to help you create the foods that you love to share with your families. So that's what.
So what is your favorite item?
Well, We have 499 products, so a lot of them, I love all of them. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, but everybody has a favorite. Okay, I'm going to tell you another favorite. Oh, you have a favorite?
The one that cuts the apple.
Oh, the apple core.
Oh, the apple core.
Whoever came up with that thing.
Is that
a
great?
Bloody
great
genius.
Invention.
That's our
Bam,
apple wedger.
That's apple wedger. Yeah,
and you just hand it to the kids and it's done.
And yeah. my son.
And there's none of this.
My son in high school.
That all was your digits? Yeah. It's brilliant.
There. See?
My son used it a lot in high school. That was his go-to thing when he came home from school. He wanted that so he could use it. So.
Okay, here's another thing. I know, I mean, this is, you know, and if you're out there and you have experienced an amazing Pampered Chef item, you know, I'd love to hear from you. 805-419-0008. You can leave us your name and number, or you can comment on it. But you know what? They're pitchers. You know, they're like self-mixing. So you know when you always, like, you mix up a juice or something and everything goes to the bottom? And so this one has its own mixer. It's like got a little pump in it.
And it's got a little shelf at the bottom, so it keeps things separated at the bottom.
It's
nice for mixing up.
I mean, they've really done some good.
I'm gonna have to pick up one of those catalogs.
I know. So what else? What else can, you know, are the some of the favorite things?
There's so many. My hands down, my favorite, one of my favorite things is the stoneware. The stoneware has been around since the very beginning, and I can use it for so many things. I do love the pineapple slice.
Pineapple cutter. I don't think they had that one. Wow.
Yeah, so this every season we have a new catalog that comes out. So we have one in the fall, winter, spring, summer. So this is the catalog you're looking at is our fall winter catalog, and there's just so many great tools to help create. We also have barbecue tools for those who like to use the grill a lot, and it's not just for women, it's for men. My husband uses the tools, and we've used them for so many years, and there's so many great roasting pans.
Okay, here's so since Thanksgiving is right around the corner, a gravy separator. How about that? A gravy separator. So what could we use right now for Thanksgiving?
Can you make my gravy not lumpy anymore?
Oh, is there a secret? You got to add your flour gradually,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know how slow is slow because mine's always lumpy.
And you got to do it on the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
just consistent. And
consistently stirring.
You have to have that certain circular motion.
You have to keep stirring.
Yeah.
My mom told me if it was lumpy, it was made with love.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
She was lying to you. Sorry, John. She was lying.
She was lying to you. She may have
Sorry,
loved
Mom.
You.
All right. Well, if you are just joining us here right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the
Brighter Side of the 805.
That's right. And we're talking with Carol Gerke. She is a Pampered Chef consultant, and we're looking at all these great things that we can buy. Plus, right now, if you join my party, the Kim Pagano Show party, what we're going to do is we're going to take a portion of it and send it over to the for the help, right?
The help of the Philippines.
Yeah.
For the typhoon relief. Yeah.
For the typhoon. And so it's a win-win. I love win-wins. That's something. So what I want you to do is go to kim@kimpaganoshow.com and leave me your name and number, or you can call me at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Leave me your name and your number and your email, and I will get back with you to get your order, and we'll put it in. But there's so many great things. So since we are around the holidays right now, and I know that you brought some great recipes with you, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what would you recommend somebody to buy right now that would help them out with their Thanksgiving dinner?
Knives would be a good thing that they can buy. That's a really good thing to use.
They have meat lifters, right?
Right, meat
lifters. Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing. They're huge because, you know what, it's so many times when you
they
have...
They look like gardening tools.
Yeah, but you know, that big old turkey you got to like, you know, there's
sure.
been a couple times that...
Oh, I've had it fall back into
you?
The thing and the hot
and that
oil
splat
splashes.
All
oh,
over.
Yeah,
exactly.
Stuff.
So anyways...
Emergency room visit on the
And
holiday.
Then you need somewhere to put that. So we have some really great cutting boards that are in our catalog, and they have little rubber pads that keep them from moving around on your countertop.
Oh my gosh. You know what? It almost looks like, is this a wok pan? a wok pan for your turkey?
It's a the roaster. Well, that's a chicken, and that's
That's a chicken.
It's a bird.
Okay, yeah, okay.
It's a bird.
That's on the grill, so you can do that on the grill. And the recipe next to it, I think, is a beer can chicken that a lot of people like to do on the grill. And so it's a roasting pan. You can put
on it's like a beer brine.
Right, and it has a little. It comes with a cup that you put your beer in, and then you put the vegetables around the edge of the vegetable.
Wow.
So they have a lot of great tools too. I have some more here.
Very cool. Okay, so give us a recipe. What recipe do you have for us right now?
Oh goodness, there's so many recipes, and Pampered Chef has on. You can always go to my website at pamperedchef.biz. Carol Gerke, and they have a little tab that says recipes, and you can always look up, you put in what you're looking for, and we have a lot of recipes that are great and wonderful. I brought something that I've been sharing lately, and a lot of people are trying not to eat as much right now, although Thanksgiving's coming up, so I have some pumpkin pie bites.
Ooh, okay.
I have that recipe, and I can share that with you.
Okay, so pumpkin pie bites. Okay, so let's see. 1 packet of refrigerated pie crusts, right? And then 1 cup of solid packed pumpkin. So not pie filling, but the pumpkin. And then evaporated milk, sugar, 2 eggs, cinnamon plus. That must come out of
That's
your
one
spy
of our recipes,
okay,
yes.
Yeah. And whipping cream on the top, which yum. Okay, I'm all over that.
And then what's great is it's a recipe from Pampered Chef. We use our mini muffin pan. So they're little individual. It tells you how to use the little muffin pans. You're going to use the pastry shell, and you're going to make little cups.
So they're like little bites of pumpkin deliciousness.
Right. So then you're
Have to eat a whole thing. You don't have to cut into a whole
pie. Well, if I take enough bites, it's
you
probably like
Yeah, you
like
take enough, you get a bite,
pie.
Right. And what's really nice is it's really simple to make. I've made it a few times. I've had a few events over the past few weeks, and they're really simple to make.
What about that cake that you made with the cake over the top of it?
I didn't bring that recipe.
Yeah, but that was really good, too.
And that was called a pumpkin crunch.
A pumpkin crunch.
Ooh.
I know.
And it was really easy, and I cooked it in the stoneware. One of our
stoneware is amazing. And also they have like a stoneware for pizza. Your
yes,
pizza stoneware.
The pizza stones.
Yeah.
Yes, people love the pizza stones because at this time of year you would want to make cookies. So the stonewares are really good for making cookies. So
are we going to put these recipes on
I am.
Oh, please like it on the Facebook
page. I know.
Page.
Yeah, so
that's facebook.com/ The Kim Pagano Show.
That's right.
And
I
have a Facebook page that I share recipes and pictures. I love the stone. One of the things I love making is roasted vegetables on the stone. Because what's really great when you're using the stone for cookies, for the vegetables, the stone is hot, so when you're cooking things, you don't have to flip things over because the stone is cooking on the bottom
and
while
the
oven's cooking
on
the
top.
So the vegetables come out really good, and those are easy to make. And if it's, you know, if you're not having too many people over, you could do that for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and have
for
some
like a smaller group. Yeah,
yeah,
not my herd.
That's what I'm doing. I'm only doing 8 people. It's a
That's
breeze
still pretty
for
big.
Me.
That's a big.
Okay,
one.
So does everybody have like specialties, like family specialties that they make every year? That's their, you know, isn't it interesting? I don't know about you guys, but when I smell a certain food, it brings me back right to that time in my life. Mm-hmm. And so, what are you making, Sean?
I pretty much go traditional. I always do a bird. We're actually gonna buy a honey baked ham or something. For some of the other eaters for that. And then I generally tend to get more creative on like the alternative dishes. So I'll do maybe if we have a vegetarian person coming, so I'm going to do a couple vegetarian. I'm going to do a lasagna, but instead of using pasta, I'm going to cut zucchini real thin.
I've had that before.
Slice thin zucchini. That's really popular. Also, desserts are always popular in my family.
Desserts,
yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a specialty?
I did one time a pumpkin creme brulee, which everyone
was pretty,
kind of went nuts.
We're coming
over
to your
that.
House.
I know.
Because I love custard. I love creme brulee.
Forget the eight people, so.
And it's pretty, it's actually pretty easy because you prepare the custard and then you just put it in a bunch of those
and
little.
And you torch it?
And then you just go in sugar and torch it when everyone's ready. Because it's
so
all
you
chilled
can make
and
it
ready.
Ahead?
Yeah, I like to do that. I like to do like the predetermined
So everything's already ready.
And then yes, because certain foods can be staged and prepped and ready, like so that the day of you're not sweating in the kitchen. You can actually enjoy when
people
arrive.
Could you imagine? That's awesome. Tom, do you have a specialty that brings you back home?
Yes, I do. It's called my micro huevos.
My micro huevos.
You take a coffee cup. Put just a teaspoon of water in it, crack an egg, stab the egg with a fork, bam, bam, with your pepper and your Tabasco, microwave for 45 seconds, kick it back, and you're done.
Oh, my gosh. That's perfect
one
for your Thanksgiving,
only...
right? He's looking at it. Yeah.
And then you wash the cup.
And you're done, and no cleanup, right?
None.
And the smells bring you back.
Oh,
my God.
Just
I
takes
love
me
it.
Back to that
every
time.
Time.
He's so happy about it. I
it's
love it.
It's the greatest
it.
Thing
I
in the world. Micro
huevos.
It'll be in next year's edition of the Pampered Chef. Oh,
well, good. And also with the Pampered Chef, if you have a nice size microwave, some of our stones fit into the microwave.
Oh.
So I've made some really good
elaborate
dishes. Well, no, you can. I've made green bean casserole in the microwave. I know some people like to bake it.
Does everybody have a green bean casserole? Is that like the tradition? I don't even do it anymore.
Standard, right?
I don't
can't
know.
Even believe you said that.
I know. I love it.
Well, it happens at our house even when it's not Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But there's some of the stones you can do chickens and different things in the stones, and you can make lots of dishes using in the microwave. So
very cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm so into utility. Another thing in here that is incredible is a stocking stuffer, because what and ladies, I know some of us guys have powerful hands, but they have the open up the bottle and open up the jar.
Oh yeah. They are the best.
The times when you're in a hurry, your hands, I'll tell you, things like that.
They really make a difference.
It's those things around that are just so handy. So just roll with it, stocking stuffers.
Right
get
tool
your,
for the right job.
Your, every time. Get your apple wedger dealio and get that.
Well, and we have over 150 items that are under $10 that are great stocking stuffers throughout.
Everybody's happy.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm Jewish. I don't get any stocking.
Hey, you know what? Guess
well,
what?
Well, that's on the third
but I get
day,
eight. Yeah, I get eight day. Nights of it. So.
Yeah, well, isn't it Hanukkah giving this year?
Hanukkah giving. I'm going
yeah,
to use
Hanukkah
that.
Yeah, it's giving because you're going to have Hanukkah and Thanksgiving on the same
yeah,
day.
You need to make
first,
sure you make some kugel.
Of Hanukkah
so you get to feel guilty and give at the same time, right? Oh, God,
you need to make some kugel for Thanksgiving.
We were also going to have naturally mashed potatoes and gravy, but we were going to do latkes, the potato pancakes.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's a good because they are.
Everyone loves fried potatoes with applesauce.
My favorite is the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows and everything on it. Oh, my God.
We
have a recipe that's just been put out by with Pampered Chef that is a sweet potato, and it's made in one of the stones. I can share
okay.
that with you.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Our thing that we always do, we do an octopus salad. My husband and I make this.
Squid salad or octopus salad?
And it's got shrimp and, it's all very good. So, anyways, all right. Well, again, Carol, where do we, they're going to come on. I'm going to get your email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or you can call me at 805-419-0008 and leave me your name and number and email so that I can get you to get your order together, and it's a win-win.
And I'm also going to set up a party online on my website.
So will you do it on my Facebook? Can we do it like that?
We can do a Facebook. We can do Facebook party. I've done that too because I share pictures and stuff.
Yeah, let's do a
but
Facebook.
I also, on my website, people can order directly from there, and I'll set up the Kim Pacano Show, and they'll just go to my website to order it.
Okay, great. Well, I'm excited. I love Pampered Chef, and, that's why I brought Carol Gerke on here because, You know, it's like you always need a couple more things.
Who doesn't love to be pampered?
There you go. Oh, I love it. There you go. All right. So you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side
of the 805.
And I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. When we come back, we are going to be talking to John Boring, and he is the Boring Wine Guy. So we're going to talk a little bit about wine and get everybody rolling. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Again, give a call right now, 805-419-0008, and your name will be entered. Just leave me your name and number, and we will call you back and let you know if you were one of our winners. And if nothing else, you are entered into the big drawing. So, all right. We'll be right back.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way. And this is the brighter side of the 805, right? Sean, where are you? What happened?
I don't know. Trying to multitask.
I know. Failing. Only women can do that. I'm telling you. No, I don't know. But anyways, gosh, so right now we've got a full studio, and we're going to talk with Jonathan Boring, and he is the Boring Wine Guy. You know, you showed me that hilarious YouTube thing, and let's just start off with that, because then you guys can all get a kind of a picture of who he really is.
We looked at a few the other day. Which one stood out?
Well, the one with the bling bling wine. Okay.
Oh
my
yes.
God, that was the best.
Oh yes. So, well, what I did is the Boring Wine Guy is a character that I made up a few years ago. That all I want to do is create new wine drinkers and kind of demystify wine and have a little fun and kind of poke fun at wine snobs. So we took some Magnum bottles of wine that had gone bad. We took a 9-year-old girl and a handful of Michael's jewelry. Gems and put them on the bottle.
He bedazzled,
bejeweled
okay.
the wine.
Yeah. And bejeweled
yeah.
the wine.
I
called
exactly.
it bling wine That's and said cute. It was selling for $500 to $1,000 a bottle. And I brought some of my unsuspecting wine snob friends to my house and taped them drinking it on camera.
It was hilarious. So
and
I
this
thought,
is rancid wine. This is
oh, wait,
practically
it gets,
vinegar.
It is boxed wine that I left in my trunk for 2 weeks.
Okay, this is great. And so I thought, you know what? And so many people are so weird about their wine and that they have to have it in the refrigerators and they, you know, and so it, this just says it all. Okay. And that's why I thought I'm going to share John with everybody here, the boring wine guy. So you went through each one with these people, right? You had your own wine.
So I when I brought them in, I already had my wine poured and their wine poured, which is two separate wines because I wasn't going to drink what I was serving.
Isn't he nice right off the bat?
And, I made sure we really hyped it up, saying that it got a 99-point a rating from the Wine Spectator. And I had them get their nose deep down in there and smell it and talk about the color and the flavors and what they think it would pair best with and who they'd share this wine with. And I just let them talk.
And each one of them was like, this is the best wine I've ever had. This is really good.
It's all in the bedazzling.
It's all in your mind, is it or is it not?
what I found is most people don't know a lot about wine, so they get really caught up what other people think. And the bottom line is, if you don't like it, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
So
it's
if somebody
all up
else,
to you.
Yeah. If I give you a bottle of wine and you don't like it, and I tell you it's worth $200 and it's highly lots of medals and awards, you still don't like it.
Right. Because everybody has their own taste. So, anyways, I thought it was pretty hilarious, and so did a lot of people. You got a lot of hits on that, right?
That's been a very popular one. One of my other ones that's a lot of fun is how to be a wine snob in 5 minutes.
So now that you don't have any more friends,
yeah.
Wine parties with, who do you drink wine with now?
Yeah. I drink by myself.
Yeah. I love it. That's why he's boring.
You boring wine.
So John Boring, if anybody's just joining us right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, we got a party here. We're starting here in a positive way, starting your day.
All right, in the 8:05.
The brighter side
of the
8:05. He's all frazzled.
I'm frazzled.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm going to get duped in the wine now. Jonathan, I asked you before, I gave you a heads up during the break.
Yes.
What sort of wines should our listeners pair with for Thanksgiving?
Anything they like.
Any suggestions?
Yes.
Other than what you like, as the answer is acceptable.
You know, a great Thanksgiving wine is always a Pinot Noir because it's kind of one of those light and fruity wines that can really go well with a lot of different variants of dishes. So you can go, Pinot Noir will pair well with heavier meals and also grow great with lighter meals as well.
On the Pinot Noir side of things, because that's my particular favorite, I know that like if you get it from like Sonoma County, it's a more fruit-forward type, or generally more fruity type Pinot, as opposed to an Oregon, which has a little more mineral content, more earthy blends. And then there's always the French Pinots. What do you think? Can you talk about any of those Pinots and what you tend to lean towards?
I sure can. That sure is a loaded question because, not only does the soil and producing a great grape go into making a great bottle of wine, but then how long does the winemaker let the juice sit on the skins and pick up the tannins? What kind of yeast do they use? How do they ferment it? Which adds a lot of different complexities and nuances to the wine. So each region, yes, will have their own nuances that come from the region, and then it's what the winemaker's fingerprints put on to polish it off.
And you know what's interesting? Do you think that wine is like age? You know, the older people like this kind of wine, the younger people like, because I don't know.
Brain and liver poison our grandparents used to drink.
There you go. I mean, have you ever tasted Stella Rose wine? It's a more of a, like a bubbly kind of wine, and my kids like that.
What's it called?
Stella Rose.
Stella Rose.
Yeah, Stella
Rose. Is
that
Rosa? Like an Asti Spumante?
No, it's really good. I don't know. So, you know what I mean? I think it is. I think it's interesting.
You know, one of the biggest new wine drinkers in America is the millennials. So you really have the 21 to 30-year-olds are drinking wine in a bigger volume than our parents and our grandparents ever did. You know, I was beer and tequila. My grandparents were Scotch.
Sophisticated.
Yes, very sophisticated. Tequila was straight out of the bottle.
Yeah, right.
But now the 20-somethings are starting to be big wine drinkers, and they actually have a bigger and better appreciation than most of us ever did in our 20s.
I love it. It's so much fun.
It's because all of us have been servers at restaurants and we're forced to learn about wine.
There you go. John, can you give everybody info on how they can find more out about you?
Sure. I'm predominantly on Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com/theboringwineguy.
Okay, perfect.
You can find me in my videos.
There you go. They're really funny. Carol Gerke, how do people find you again?
You can go to my website at www.pamperedchef.biz.
But we're gonna post all the recipes and join our party, the Kim Pagano Show.
Get those bedazzlers out. Make those bottles pretty.
There's a rest to that, which is .biz/Carol Gerke, and then they can find you as the host for the party.
Very good. Very good. All right. Spence, Sean, John, Carol, everybody that's joined us again, thank you so much. Remember, we have a 2 o'clock show, completely different guests. And I do want to give a shout out to Art, Gilbert, and Lisa, last week's winner. And again, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach the stars to change your world. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and stay with us again. We'll be back at 2 o'clock, and I'll talk to you next week.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.